Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since Diane has Punarvasu rising in Gemini as her ascendant, she likely moves through the world with a thoughtful, adaptable, and internally driven psyche. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the return of the light or a quiver of arrows coming home, is a nakshatra of restoration, renewal, and quiet resilience. Gemini as an ascendant sign brings curiosity, intelligence, flexibility, and verbal dexterity. But with Punarvasu here, Diane's orientation is less about scattered movement and more about returning to what is true, whole, and meaningful. She's not just curious, she's contemplative, philosophical, and emotionally tuned to what feels real after the storm. People may perceive her as gentle, but mentally agile, someone who observes first, speaks with care, and whose wisdom feels lived in rather than loud. There's a quality of quiet depth and understated brightness to how she shows up. From an NLP lens, this ascendant reflects a dissociated and auditory digital processing style, paired with general chunking. Diane likely absorbs the world through thought patterns and broad thematic insights rather than minute details. She is sensitive to tone, clarity, and meaning. Not just what is said, but how aligned it feels. Her attention direction is primarily self-oriented. She filters life through her own sense of resonance and internal harmony. While she may appear accommodating or gentle, her decisions likely stem from an inner knowing rather than outer validation. This also means that she may quietly distance herself from environments or relationships that feel fragmented, emotionally noisy, or conceptually hollow. Her motivation direction leans away from, especially early in life, not out of fear, but because Punarvasu carries a karmic intelligence about what doesn't work. Diane is likely motivated to restore, refine, and recenter. She moves away from distortion, chaos, or emotional depletion and toward peace, coherence, and internal clarity. In the first house with her ascendant, Mars is placed in Ardra, intensifying the edge and complexity of her personality. Ardra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the teardrop or the storm, brings themes of sorrow, catharsis, and mental transformation. Mars here makes Diane's drive more internalized, focused, and potentially volatile. She likely processes action and conflict through sharp mental awareness. She may appear calm, but there is a powerful cognitive engine behind her restraint. She doesn't act impulsively, but when she does act, it's deliberate and cutting. From an NLP perspective, Mars in Ardra supports a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing blend with a specific chunking tendency. She senses energy shifts and internal dissonance acutely and breaks things down into steps before responding. Her action preference is a nuanced mix. Proactive, when mentally clear, but also deeply reflective, she likely won't act until she knows what she's doing is necessary and aligned. Altogether, Diane's Punarvasu ascendant and Mars in Ardra paint the picture of someone who is mentally and emotionally layered, a thoughtful storm hidden beneath a gentle sky. She doesn't strive for attention, she seeks alignment. Her presence is steady, inquisitive, and emotionally resonant. And her choices are rooted not in impulse, but in insight. She walks the world not to conquer it, but to understand it, one meaningful step at a time. Third house, Rahu in Purva Falguni Leo. In the third house, Diane has Rahu placed in Purva Falguni in Leo, a placement that dramatically shapes how she communicates, expresses desire, pursues interests, and asserts herself in both conversation and action. The third house governs deliberate effort, self-expression, communication style, and motivation, how we learn, compete, and connect through our personal voice. With Rahu here, Diane is driven to explore this area with originality, intensity, and an undercurrent of karmic hunger. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the front legs of a bed or a hammock, brings themes of enjoyment, charisma, relaxation, and relational magnetism. In fiery, self-expressive Leo, this nakshatra enhances confidence, charm, and a natural flair for performance, especially in creative, intellectual, or romantic expression. Rahu magnifies all of this, making Diane's communicative style captivating, persuasive, and highly individualized. She doesn't just speak, she radiates. Whether through speech, writing, or nonverbal expression, she knows how to hold attention and infuse pleasure or beauty into what she shares. From an NLP lens, Rahu in this house and nakshatra reflects a visual and auditory digital processing style with a specific chunking preference. Diane likely internalizes how things look and sound, especially in communication. Her tone, rhythm, and presentation are purposeful. She's acutely aware of how a message lands emotionally and aesthetically. Her mind is likely fast, image-rich, and theatrically attuned. She might see what she wants to say before she says it, or craft her message in layers of tone, body language, and symbolic flair. Her motivation direction here is strongly towards. She is drawn to express, impress, and create resonance with others through style, voice, and originality. There's also a deep internal desire to be recognized for how she communicates, not just for the content of her ideas, but for the energy, presence, and magnetism she brings to them. At the same time, Rahu's influence can introduce waves of self-doubt or overcompensation. At times, she may overpolish her message or overinvest in approval before trusting her natural voice. Diane's attention direction in this area is mixed. While her ascendant is self-oriented, this Rahu placement in Leo often toggles between wanting to be seen and needing to self-validate. In communication, she may swing between boldness and refinement, sometimes craving feedback and applause, and other times relying entirely on her own aesthetic and intellectual standards to guide expression. Overall, Rahu in Purva Falguni in the third house gives Diane a brilliant, compelling, and karmically charged communication style, one that blends theatrical intelligence with emotional magnetism. She learns best through personal exploration, creative play, and social interaction, and thrives when allowed to shape, style, and direct her own message. Whether writing, speaking, or curating experience, Diane doesn't just inform, she performs. She doesn't just learn. She embodies what she's come to say. Fourth house, Sun in Hasta Virgo. In the fourth house, Diane has the Sun placed in Hasta in Virgo, a placement that centers her emotional foundation, relationship with home, mother, and inner security around themes of precision, craftsmanship, and quiet dignity. The fourth house governs our sense of belonging, comfort, emotional core, and roots, the inner space we return to for peace and renewal. With the Sun here, Diane draws strength from her inner world. Her sense of self is deeply tied to her ability to create order, care, and structure within that private realm. Hasta, ruled by the moon and symbolized by an open hand, is a nakshatra of skilled action, healing, and organization. It brings intelligence through the hands, an instinct to craft, repair, and refine. In Virgo, a sign of careful discernment and humble mastery, this energy becomes inwardly focused. Diane likely finds emotional nourishment in routines, subtle acts of service, and creating harmony in her physical or emotional environment. Her sense of identity is private, curated, and often expressed through care for the details others might overlook. From an NLP perspective, the Sun in Hasta suggests a visual and auditory digital processing style, with a strong procedural and specific chunking preference. Diane likely organizes her emotional world by building rituals, systems, or mental maps. She may evaluate the people and places she allows into her inner space based on how they feel, how they function, and whether they match her internal code of precision and sincerity. She's not dramatic, she's exact. And emotional safety for her often means clarity, mutual respect, and shared integrity. Her motivation direction here leans towards. Diane is pulled towards spaces, relationships, and environments that feel emotionally coherent and mentally clean. But with Virgo involved, there's often an underlying away-from tone too. A subtle avoidance of messiness, emotional volatility, or chaos in the home or within herself. She may feel the need to fix or improve her surroundings before she can truly rest in them. When her internal world is disordered, her self-esteem may dip, not from ego, but from feeling disconnected from what grounds her. Her attention filter is self-oriented in this house. Diane evaluates emotional safety and belonging based on her internal metrics. She likely doesn't depend on others to tell her when something is off. She simply feels it, names it, and works quietly to adjust it. With the sun here, there may also be a desire to shine in private, to lead or influence quietly, from behind the scenes, through the order she brings and the consistency she holds. Altogether, the sun in Hasta in the fourth house gives Diane a quietly powerful emotional architecture, one built not on display, but on detail. She leads through example, heals through presence, and restores order not by control, but by care. Her inner world is a sanctuary, and when that space is honored, she becomes a radiant source of quiet strength, measured wisdom, and deeply rooted grace. Fifth house, Venus and Mercury in Swati, Libra. In the fifth house, Diane has both Venus and Mercury placed in Swati and Libra, a placement that brings elegance, balance, and intellectual grace into the realms of creativity, education, self-expression, and romantic instinct. The fifth house governs our creative intelligence, memory, playful risk-taking, and the capacity to express what feels authentic and inspired. With both of these planets here, Venus ruling beauty and relationship, Mercury ruling thought and communication, Diane's creative and intellectual energy is refined, diplomatic, and socially attuned. Swati, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the wind or the young plant swaying in the breeze, represents flexibility, independence, and persuasive finesse. It thrives on movement, exploration, and learning through contrast. In Libra, a sign of refinement, fairness, and social calibration, Swati becomes particularly adept at navigating relationships, aesthetics, and communication with charm and equilibrium. With Venus here, Diane expresses herself with a natural artistic sensibility and a preference for harmony. Her creativity isn't brash or chaotic. It's poised, curated, and often designed to soothe or beautify. From an NLP perspective, Venus in Swati supports a visual and kinesthetic processing style, with a preference for specific chunking. Diane likely notices fine details in people, tone, or texture when she's expressing herself creatively or romantically. She processes what she loves by feeling it and seeing it clearly, often needing an internal aesthetic or emotional resonance before she opens up creatively or emotionally. Mercury in the same nakshatra adds intellectual agility, verbal charm, and a highly attuned social mind to this placement. She likely speaks with elegance and persuasive softness, choosing her words with care, often thinking in analogies, visuals, or relational metaphors. Mercury here reflects an auditory and auditory digital processing style, also with specific chunking. She likely enjoys conversations that are graceful but intelligent, and mentally responds best to dialogue that's aesthetically or logically clean. She may be an excellent writer, speaker, or teacher, especially in areas requiring nuance and emotional intelligence. Her motivation direction in this house is towards. Diane is drawn toward beauty, connection, intellectual harmony, and creative fulfillment. But with Swati's Rahu influence, there may also be a subtle tension between craving freedom and seeking approval. She wants to express herself freely, but may sometimes shape her voice to maintain balance in her environment. Her attention filter in this area is others-oriented. In creative and romantic spaces, she may be highly attuned to how others are receiving her. She likely picks up on subtle emotional cues, often adjusting her expression to keep things smooth or pleasing. While this makes her a graceful communicator and relationally gifted, it may also mean she occasionally puts others' comfort above her own creative edge. Altogether, Venus and Mercury in Swati in the fifth house give Diane a refined, intelligent, and emotionally sophisticated creative style. She's not here to shock, she's here to shape. Her mind and heart move together, graceful, alert, and always listening. She expresses through elegance, connects through clarity, and learns best when surrounded by beauty, balance, and meaningful emotional resonance. Seventh house, Jupiter in Mula and Saturn in Purvashada, Sagittarius. In the seventh house, Diane has Jupiter in Mula and Saturn in Purva Ashada, both in Sagittarius, shaping her relationships, partnerships, and approach to emotional intimacy with depth, principle, and karmic gravity. The seventh house governs how we relate to others in close one-on-one dynamics, not only romantic or marital partners, but also collaborators, clients, and even long-term adversaries. With both the teacher Jupiter and the taskmaster Saturn here, Diane's relational life is a space of profound learning, maturity, and soul-level reorientation. Jupiter in Mula brings a truth-seeking, philosophical tone into her approach to partnership. Mula, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the roots of a plant, is associated with radical honesty, unearthing, and deep dismantling. With Jupiter here, Diane values truth above comfort in relationships. She seeks partners who are willing to strip back illusion and face what lies beneath. Her connections likely go through cycles of unraveling and rebuilding as she learns to release outdated beliefs about partnership and grow into deeper mutual awareness. From an NLP perspective, Jupiter in Mula supports a dissociated and auditory digital processing style. With general chunking, Diane sees patterns in relationships, often noticing underlying philosophical or psychological themes. She may hold strong internal frameworks about fairness, growth, or spiritual alignment within partnership. Her motivation direction is both towards truth and away from pretense. She gravitates toward connections that feel meaningful, expansive, and honest, while instinctively pulling away from emotional manipulation or superficial relating. Saturn in Purva Ashada adds a layer of emotional discipline, resilience, and earned wisdom to her relational dynamic. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, is symbolized by the winnowing basket, a symbol of refinement, purification, and selective focus. In Sagittarius, this nakshatra speaks to belief-based boundaries and the need to protect what is worthy. With Saturn here, Diane may approach relationships slowly and cautiously, often taking time to trust. She may feel karmically bound to learn tough lessons around commitment, loyalty, and emotional clarity. But once committed, she is fiercely dependable. From an NLP lens, Saturn in this placement supports a general chunking, auditory digital style with a deeply internal frame of reference. Diane processes her relationships through her own principles and lived experiences. Her decisions around partnership aren't driven by trends or pressure. They're filtered through her inner compass. This placement also suggests a long-term away from instinct. She may have a quiet but firm radar for incompatibility or emotional chaos, and will quietly retreat from dynamics that don't align with her deeper sense of order or respect. Altogether, Jupiter in Mula and Saturn in Purva Ashada give Diane a relational blueprint rooted in growth, integrity, and self-honesty. She may attract partnerships that feel karmic, intense, or transformative, not always easy, but always meant to evolve her. She seeks a partner who values truth over fantasy, commitment over convenience, and who can walk beside her in the long game of becoming. For Diane, love is not light, it's luminous. And the path to intimacy is one of refinement, clarity, and deep-rooted truth. Ninth house, Ketu and Moon in Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius. In the ninth house, Diane has both Ketu and the Moon placed in Purva Bhadrapada in Aquarius, a deeply mystical and complex combination influencing her worldview, spiritual orientation, higher learning, and moral compass. The ninth house governs philosophy, wisdom, teachers, long-distance travel, and the pursuit of life's greater meaning. With Ketu and the Moon here, Diane's path to truth is not conventional. It is intuitive, nonlinear, and rooted in a blend of detachment, emotional depth, and visionary clarity. Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada brings an ancient, almost otherworldly quality to her belief systems. This nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the funeral cot or the sword, is associated with intensity, purification, and transcendence. It carries the impulse to burn away illusion and prepare for spiritual awakening. Ketu here suggests Diane is not drawn to religion or ideology for comfort. She seeks liberation, insight, and the end of false constructs. Her beliefs may be unorthodox, deeply internalized, or even esoteric, shaped more by direct experience and inner knowing than formal education. From an NLP perspective, Ketu in this placement supports a dissociated, auditory digital, and general chunking style. Diane is likely able to observe belief systems from a distance, seeing through cultural programming or social dogma with ease. She learns through internal exploration, sudden insight, and intuitive pattern recognition. Her motivation direction here is away from, not in avoidance, but in discernment. She instinctively pulls back from belief systems that feel rigid, fake, or overly moralistic. The moon, also in Purva Bhadrapada, adds emotional sensitivity and psychic receptivity to this house. The moon in Aquarius often processes emotion through intellect and abstraction. She may feel deeply, but express it sparingly, or channel it into collective, visionary, or humanitarian concerns. In Purva Bhadrapada, the moon becomes more emotionally complex, drawn towards spiritual intensity, philosophical solitude, and the mystery behind form. Diane likely experiences emotional meaning through ideas, through encounters with teachers, symbols, or dreams that feel charged with hidden knowledge. This moon suggests a kinesthetic and visual processing style, with a specific chunking orientation. Diane may feel her way through philosophical concepts, absorbing detail in symbols, metaphors, or moments of alignment. Her attention direction is primarily self-oriented here. She reflects deeply on how beliefs feel internally, not how they appear externally. She needs truth to resonate, not just to make sense. Together, Ketu and the moon in Purva Bhadrapada in the ninth house give Diane a spiritual architecture built on intuition, inner vision, and emotional resonance. She's not here to preach, she's here to remember. Her beliefs may not always be easy to articulate, but they are lived, often felt as energetic certainties that move through her like poetry or dreams. She learns through silence as much as through study and teaches by presence more than by doctrine. Her path is that of the mystic seeker, emotionally intelligent, cosmically curious, and always listening for the quiet truths that live just beyond the veil. Overall, NLP drives for Diane. Diane's NLP profile reveals a psyche that is perceptive, intuitive, aesthetically intelligent, and shaped by both inward discernment and outer grace. With prominent placements in Punarvasu, Ardra, Purva Falguni, Swati, Mula, Purva Ashada, and Purva Bhadrapada, spanning air, fire, and dual signs, her cognitive and emotional landscape blends philosophical depth, mental sharpness, relational elegance, and visionary detachment. Her way of learning, processing, expressing, and responding is rooted in pattern recognition, subtle sensing, and a high standard of internal clarity. Her dominant processing styles are auditory digital, visual, and kinesthetic. Mercury and Venus in Swati give her a strong mental and aesthetic filter. She processes information through a mix of intellectual logic and visual harmony, often needing things to both make sense and feel refined before she fully engages. The sun in Hasta further reinforces this, adding structure, ritual, and a love of conceptual clarity to how she experiences the world. At the same time, the moon in Purva Bhadrapada adds an undercurrent of emotional intuition. She may not always express it immediately, but she feels deeply, and those feelings are often tied to vision, symbolism, and subtle energetic alignment. Mars in Ardra sharpens this blend, giving her a mind that questions quickly, evaluates precisely, and cuts through the noise when needed. Her chunk size is context dependent. In philosophical or spiritual areas, like the belief systems that guide her life, with Ketu and Moon in the ninth, she processes through general chunking. She sees the big picture, the theme beneath the theme, the deeper narrative. But in communication and expression, third and fifth houses, she zooms in. Her attention to detail is precise. She hears tone, she feels pacing, she watches the small shifts in interaction that others might miss. She's fluent in both macro and micro, able to toggle between abstraction and specificity depending on what's called for. Her motivation direction flows between towards and away from. In many areas, particularly creativity, learning, and relationship building, she's drawn toward what feels beautiful, meaningful, or intellectually expansive. But there's also a strong away-from current, especially when something feels emotionally inauthentic, disordered, or mentally stale. Diane doesn't react from fear. She refines through discernment. She quietly but clearly pulls back from what doesn't align with her internal rhythm, especially when it lacks depth, clarity, or sincerity. Her attention filter is mostly self-oriented. While she communicates with grace and reads others with emotional nuance, her decisions tend to come from within. She consults her internal compass before responding, checking for resonance, coherence, and subtle internal feedback. There's a strong sense of self-referral in how she lives, relates, and learns, not because she's closed off, but because she trusts her process. Even when in connection with others, she holds a quiet sovereignty. Her action preference is layered. Mars in Ardra gives her a willingness to act when the moment calls for it, especially when mental or ethical clarity is in place. But the influence of Ketu, the moon, and Venus suggests she often waits for energetic alignment before moving. She's not impulsive, she's attuned. Action for her isn't reactive. It's deliberate, emotionally filtered, and driven by something that feels earned or true. Diane likely works best in environments that allow for both structure and spaciousness, places where intelligence, creativity, and emotional intelligence are equally valued. She thrives when she's given time to refine, space to reflect, and permission to bring both her clarity and her complexity into the conversation. Altogether, Diane's NLP drives paint the picture of someone who learns through resonance, creates through refinement, and moves through life guided by both intellect and intuition. She doesn't just think, she senses. She doesn't just communicate, she curates. And wherever she chooses to invest her energy, she brings a quality of elegance, depth, and quiet insight that elevates everything around her.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.